It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. On Monday, the New Mexico Department of Health announced the state was implementing crisis standards of care for the state's health care system. The move clears the way for hospitals to ration care if necessary or suspend procedures that aren't medically necessary if they don't have capacity. During Monday's COVID-19 update, Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. David Scrace said hospitals already have been juggling patients with fewer resources, and the order he signed sets up a, quote, equitable procedure for making tough decisions. Scrace also said that patients should still seek medical care they need. The Biden administration announced it is putting an end to so-called worksite immigration raids. In a memo, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas said his department would instead crack down on unscrupulous employers who take advantage of undocumented workers. As KERA Stella Chavez reports, some employees' advocates are cautiously optimistic about this policy change.
Some of the country's largest workplace raids have taken place in North Texas in recent years. Around the country, hundreds of workers have been detained at job sites. Shayna Cotter is an attorney with the Equal Justice Center in Dallas. The group represents low-income workers. She says those enforcement actions often traumatize communities that are already hesitant to speak out because of their immigration status.
I think that in the past, what we've seen is that the workers, their families, their communities that have been torn apart and traumatized by the raids, that's where we see that long-lasting impact. But we've seen very little in terms of actual efficacy of deterring the sort of wrongful conduct on the part of the employer.
Cotter says some workers worry employers will go after them and their loved ones. She says the federal government should do more to protect workers who want to report abusive employers. I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.
In more news, the Las Cruces City Council unanimously approved a sculpture design for the new Animal Services Center of the Mesilla Valley facility. City councilors also discussed an expansion of the current farmers and crafts market of Las Cruces. Madison Staten has the details.
An original public art project is being commissioned for the new Animal Services Center of the Mesilla Valley facility, which is set to open its doors in the fall of 2022. Out of 139 submissions, the City Art Board recommended artist Vito Dabari's concept art for city approval. The Las Cruces City Council voted unanimously to authorize the estimated $68,000 project, which is being supported through GeoBond funding. In an artist statement read by City Art Program Coordinator Ceci Vasconcelos, Dabari says the steel sculpture will incorporate laser-cut patterns and feature animals cared for by the Animal Services Center.
My installation features a representation of a cat and dog, beloved domestic pets, and two of the primary animals cared for by the ASCMV. The 9-foot-tall sculpture sees the two animals side by side, looking lovingly towards each other, radiating an energy of warmth and companionship. Directly behind them is the silhouette of a sun with a cutout depicting a majestic bird flying overhead.
Dabari describes the sculpture, titled Sun Shelter, as a visual embodiment of the center's values.
The symbolic elements, such as the sun, which is an emblem of protection that shines bright upon the animals, embody values of humane animal care and promote responsible pet ownership.
The City Art Board is evaluating if extra lighting will be needed for the project and will work with the artists following an official site visit. City Art Program Coordinator Ceci Vasconcelos says the board is also recommending design modifications to protect against the elements.
Recommendations from the Art Selection Committee are, number one, modify the single steel sheet design to a layered concept to add stability against the wind load. They felt that the cutouts would not be enough to withstand the wind, especially in that location. And number two, add lighting to the design so it can be seen at night. The artist did not include it because he thought ambient lighting would be enough. And it might be. We will look at the design, and once the artist comes out and looks at the site and finalizes that design, we'll decide if we need additional lighting for the piece.
Las Cruces City Councilors also discussed the need to expand the current farmers and crafts market of Las Cruces, with Councilor Cassandra Gondra directing City Manager Ifo Pili to explore the logistics of opening a Sunday market.
Really excited to see our farmers market just really exploding. I think it's an exciting time, IFO, to work on possibly a Sunday market as well. Would love to see an evening market on Wednesdays, yes, but I think there's some room for a Sunday market. I know there's a long list of vendors who would like to get into the market.
Councillor Gil Sorg also advocated for a market expansion, saying agricultural producers might benefit from a night market that would not interfere with harvesting. Currently, the market operates every Wednesday and Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.
I appreciate the comment on evening farmers markets. I had a vision that the farmers that bring produce to the farmers market might appreciate harvesting it all day long and selling it that evening instead of either getting up real early in the morning or the day before.
For CARE WG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.